Forget the state's national employment performance. North Texas businesses could hire yet more workers if they could find those with the right training. Employers say the need is even higher than the national average in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math. A fifth of Dallas jobs are in those fields.
Sometimes people don't respond to action until there's enough pain. We don't want to have that happen in North Texas.
Cameron Evans says that's where YouthSpark comes in. He's Microsoft's chief technology officer for U.S. education. With others at the Dallas Chamber, he helped introduce the program to Dallas education and business leaders Wednesday.
Right now, as we're not producing enough local graduates, we've got a long-term gap that we need to fill.
The Brookings Institution researched the topic for Microsoft and found unemployment between ages 16 to 24 is double that of adults. It's even higher among blacks and Hispanics. Nearly a third of Dallasites that age are either out of work or just have a high school diploma. Dallas School Board member Elizabeth Jones welcomes this effort.
STEM is everything today. You know, 20 years ago, we saw it start to come into our employment structures. Today, technology is at the front of industry. It is your innovation. It is your future.
YouthSpark is a broad-based effort targeting 50 million kids nationwide. It gives out grants to youth development groups, funds research, fosters public-private partnerships, and Kristen Larimore with GE says it reflects a new way business is getting involved in education.
We're putting our dollars together around common goals. We're also changing to more of a skill-based volunteer approach as opposed to just painting and planting flowers and helping from a beautification perspective. We're getting involved in the curriculum and saying, hey, these are the things that we're looking for from our future workforce. I think that's just changing how we're involved.
Larimore says this is also just the beginning of a conversation with the two-year-old YouthSpark. She expects more businesses, school districts, and nonprofits will get involved. Evans with Microsoft says they better.
We should see far more businesses incubated here than anywhere else, and we should also see our employment gap between those high-wage, high-growth opportunities start to be taken by people who grew up here in Dallas, got educated in Dallas, and are demonstrating that they're successful for those jobs.
Microsoft's Evans says it's time to step up, develop the talent, and close that job gap. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.